In Uganda, the German Academic Exchange Service, DAAD, has been promoting the education and training of young university teachers at their home universities with in-country scholarships for over 40 years. With this podcast, the DAAD presents current and former scholarship holders who are making a positive contribution to the development of Uganda and its society. For this episode, we spoke with Jeffrey Bakunda, a political economist and dean of the Faculty of Marketing and Hospitality Management at Makerere University Business School in Kampala. He is an expert advisor on agricultural and trade policy to the Ugandan government.
Over the last 10-15 years, Uganda has been developing in absolute terms, but whatever economic gains are achieved, they are taken by the high population growth. Now, per capita income is not changing. That is a big issue for us in Uganda. For the policymakers, for the scholars, it's a big issue. That you have growth, but high population growth rates must be checked.
Uganda's recent development is generally seen as positive, but per capita incomes are stagnating and most of the rural population lives in poverty. Economist Jeffrey Bakunda likes to address the pressing issues of Uganda's economy, looking for viable strategies for the country to join world markets and for ways to keep its farmers from being left behind. The 34-year-old had planned a different career for himself. Before starting his MBA at Cochin University of Science and Technology in southern India, he saw himself as a prospective top manager with a multinational corporation.
But when I went for master's, the experience changed my thoughts a little bit. I thought that I need to do more for the country. By that time, business education was very limited. The enrollment was very small because before 1990, the Faculty of Commerce was admitting about 80 students, and that was all in the whole country. So that was pretty small for an economy that aspired to grow. So when I went to India, I realized that we need to expand the access to business education. So when I came in and I was offered a teaching job, I took it with both arms.
He also took advantage of a DAAD in-country scholarship to start working on his PhD. To him, this was an ideal solution, being able to conduct research on the spot in close contact with the people. In his dissertation, he analyzed the market opportunities for small businesses in Uganda, while at the same time tracing the impact of international politics. It was, after all, pressure from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund that led to deregulation in this East African country.
There's no doubt that liberalization affected negatively the performance of the agriculture sector. The small farmers are still disadvantaged. They are still suffering. Their income levels have gone down. But in terms of the middlemen and the large processors, those ones have made some progress. So those are supply side issues that the government and other players have to work on. But certainly, the small farmers are unable to participate effectively in an open market. So you find that now, after the experience of 1990-2000, the government realized that farmers need to be reorganized again to form production and marketing cooperatives.
During his PhD research, Jeffrey Bakunda started making contacts in the political arena, which he actively uses to this day. He advises the government on various ministerial committees and campaigns for the application of scientific findings to political practice.
And as a result of our efforts telling the government to reorganize farmers, over the last 5 years, we are seeing government investing money and resources to organize the farmers again into cooperatives and credit cooperatives. So you have the agriculture and marketing cooperatives, and then you have the savings and credit cooperatives alongside. So these are some of the things the government has been trying to do to empower the farmers. But issues of processing, issues of transport, the whole process of accessing markets has not been adequately addressed. So that's where we are still engaging the government to make sure that they work a lot.
Jeffrey Bakunda does not only advise the government on these pressing topics. He's also convinced that his students need to learn about the conditions determining global competition and how to find ways of leading Uganda into the world market.
We are still an agricultural-based country. So the focus has mainly been on adding value to our culture products and the businesses and marketing issues that go along with that. So we have been trying to teach our students to learn how to add value, learn how to export, market and export those products.
DAAD supported Bakunda with an in-country scholarship during his doctorate in business from 1999 until 2002.